In 1953, Public Law 280 was established. With its passing, federal law enforcement authority over tribal nations transferred to state governments. California is one of five states that immediately adopted PL 280, and it has been in effect ever since. Locally, PL 280 means the Hoopa Reservation is within the jurisdiction of the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department. For the past 19 years, the Sheriff's Department and the Hoopa Tribal Council have had a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, which allowed for the Hoopa Valley Tribal Police Department to enforce state law. Joseph Orozco of KIDE explains.
When we started our tribal law enforcement, it was a tribal security measure. This turned into a tribal police force with the cross-deputization with Humboldt County Sheriff's offices. Now it looks like we are reverting back to a tribal security office.
This September, the Tribal Police Authority found themselves understaffed. With one officer on restricted duty and another on administrative leave, only one officer was left on active duty. On September 23rd, the Sheriff's Department suspended their MOU, and the future of the Hoopa Police Department is currently being worked out. Orozco spoke with Carol Goldberg, Vice Chancellor of Academic Personnel at UCLA and Professor of Law, about PL 280. She voiced her support for a local police authority.
It is documented in considerable research that when communities view their criminal justice system as legitimate, and by that I mean entitled to be exercising authority in their community, they are much more likely to cooperate with the criminal justice system, and they're much more likely to abide by the law.
On October 6th, the Sheriff's Department hosted a community meeting at the American Legion Hall in Hoopa, so the public could ask questions or voice concerns over the change.
Who do we call if something goes on and somebody needs assistance? Who do we call? And what is the time delay within getting the service there at that point?
What are the, I'll call them tribal police. What jurisdiction do they have now? What do they do? What happens to the reports that we might have made to the tribal police that are, you might say, pending or something like that?
Are you going to, do you have a plan to familiarize your officers with our area?
Why the drastic move away from what has been in place? We were down to two officers for a long time. How is two officers in our program considered combat effective and one officer combat ineffective?
The people are concerned over problems they've had in interacting with the Sheriff's Department in the past. Slow response times, as well as a lack of familiarity with the community, are only two worries that have arisen. But the Tribal Police Department could return, according to Sheriff Mike Downey, who suspended the MOU.
I have left the door open to continue discussions about future MOUs based upon the ability for the tribe to have qualified officers ready to step into that role.
For the time being, the Sheriff's Department will assume jurisdiction over the Hoopa Reservation, assigning three additional officers to the Hoopa and Willow Creek area. Signing off for KRFH News, I'm Nick Garcia.